Yo, what's going on? What's going on, man? How y'all doing out there? Big on Triple X, man. Y'all know where I'm at. I'm in Georgia, but I'm not in Atlanta this time. I'm in Suwanee. It's a little cooler up here, a little breezy up here, the wind blowing. So, y'all hear any turbulence or anything through your phone? That's the wind blowing. So, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Hey, y'all know me. Y'all know how I start the show off. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for this word, Father God. And thank you for the hearers and doers and listeners. And Father God, I hope this message gets out to everyone, reach everyone, and bless everyone from underground to above ground, to outer space, outer limits, outer space, to the rivers and streams and lakes and oceans and seas, the earth, the wicked, the blind, the dead, the sick, the shut in, the crippled, the ones that are asleep as well. Father God, the evil ones as well. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, I want to say I love you because God loves you and God is love. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Hey, so you know, Big Unc ain't going to be before you long. It's one thing I want to let you guys know is that just because you're absent from church doesn't mean that you can't be present before the Lord. So just because you're not attending church doesn't mean that you are not present before the Lord. Because see, you have to build your relationship with the Lord and you build your one-on-one relationship with God. You pray to God and you build that friendship up with God. Because he called Abraham a friend. You understand what I'm saying? He called Abraham a friend. So why wouldn't he call you a friend? I know this message is meant for someone today because you may feel bad sometimes when you can't make church because you have to work. But keep in mind, read and study to show yourself approved, because it also tells you too in the Bible that a man don't work, don't eat. So even if you're working on the Lord's Day, the day you go to church, it's still respected and considered holy because you're working. Now, if you're just laying around the house and don't feel like coming, that's another thing, you know. But at the end of the day, that you have to show yourself approved. But I just want to let you guys know is that just because you don't attend church doesn't mean that you're not present before God. Because you have to find that one-on-one relationship with God. And the way you find that one-on-one relationship with God is by talking to God, praying with God, telling God what you need, telling God what you want, and living right yourself. Now, what is right, to be honest with you, we really don't know. But then your heart, whatever your heart tells you to do, that's what you do. And you know, if it's good within your heart, then it's good before God. And that's what make living right is all about. So at the end of the day, again, you have to show yourself approved. So just because you're not present in the church doesn't mean that you're not present before God. This and that. Yeah, you miss me. But God didn't miss me because God already knew. So you don't write my credentials of what you think. You don't write my credentials of what you think I may need. Because God know all that. Because God created you as well. So I have to let people know that come up to you all the time and say, oh man, we miss you today. Keep in mind, at the end of the day, can't nobody be accountable for you but you. So understand that and know that. Understand that and know that when you sit before the throne and you go before judgment day, all those people ain't gonna be there. The only person gonna be there, you are the only one gonna be there. So I just want to let you know that you can still get your praise on, your worship on, and your praying on, and you don't have to be in the church to do it. The church and God is in your heart. So as long as you know that, I just want to assure someone that just because you're absent in the church doesn't mean that you're not present before the Lord. So I just want to spread that word to you and let you know that God loves you, I love you, and God is love. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for this word. And thank you for the listeners and hearers and doers of this word. I just want to say, Father God, we appreciate you on all levels, and we thank you for another day. Amen. So listen, y'all leave something in the comment. Man, y'all even send something to my account. You know, and just talk with your boy Big Unk, man. Let me know what's going on with you around here. Because we have to stay in touch. And this is one of the things and one of the ways I can stay in touch with you abroad. But until the next time, remember, God loves you. I love you because God is love. Blessings.